Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you are with me on tonight, because we are going to God with our needs and our wants, and we're going in thanksgiving. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of you who are new to the broadcast, and those of you who are veteran to the broadcast. I want to invite each and every one of you, and I thank you so much for tuning in on tonight, and I ask that you continue to come back and bring other individuals with you. Well, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 138, and we're going to read it. Psalms 138, let's go with verses 1 through 8. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods, will I praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. I read you Psalm 138, numbers 1 through 8. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I feel the power of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and then you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask for restoration. We ask for consecration. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless this ministry to be something that you are pleased with, something that's acceptable, and where the people can understand that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to be able to be on this platform, given the word of God and the revelation of God, and being able to share the ministry of God with the people all over this world. We thank you for the projects that you have manifested and those projects that you will continue to manifest. We thank you for sending people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for just the projects, and we thank you for the radio stations, and we thank you for just everything that you've done for us and the things you're going to do, and we say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you, but with this one, we're going to continue to say thank you and bless your holy name. We ask that you continue to help us to be free and our minds to be free as we go out and serve you, Lord, as we go out and speak the word and as we go out and teach the word and as we go out and do things on your behalf. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless this particular ministry on tonight to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight? Would you bless each person who's on the line and those who will come and those who will come in the future? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you grant the desires of our hearts according to the will of God? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to build upon the solid foundation, upon the rock in which we stand, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, upon this rock we build our church and the gates of hell should not prevail, we ask, would you bless us to become stronger people? Would you bless the leaders of this great country? And would you bless those who are coming in? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to give those who have lost power strength, and those who have strength, would you encourage them to continue to press on? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be servants and help us to magnify and glorify who you are. Now, Lord, as we release this particular prayer, but we're never out of your presence, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen, and amen. And we are to our favorite part. I want to welcome those who have just joined us. We're to our favorite part. I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And I also want you to go ahead and get your notepad, your journal, something to write with, because this is a momentous occasion. The will of God is upon us, and he's going to do some great things for us and to us. And so we must be prepared. As I said before, I have a little journal here, and we're up to, I'm going to look at the verse, Matthew 5 and 8. Blessed are the poor of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure of heart, according to this, for they shall see God. Matthew 5 and 8. You've heard it, blessed are the pure in heart. But this is blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. And we are seeking God at this particular time. We are seeking his face. We are seeking the presence of God. And we are seeking just different aspects concerning God. We're seeking God in a way in which we can glorify and we can edify who God is. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and place our needs on the left side and our wants on the right side. And once again, our verse is Matthew 5 and 8. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see, amen, God. Praise God. All right, I'm getting ready to play some music here. The first song is All Day Long, I've Been with Jesus. How many of you know that when we spend time with Jesus, that God speaks to us? He speaks to us and through us, and that God can do everything but fail. He's enough to God. He is an awesome God, and he has shown himself many times, and he's proven that he is our Father, and he's proven that he can do everything but fail. He's proven that he's the Alpha and Omega. He's opened doors. He's made a way out of no way. He's got us out of the valley moments and put us on the mountaintop, and when we're on the mountaintop, he reminds us who he is. Amen. And so God is good. Now, when we begin to write down our needs and wants, don't be selfish, because we have the ear of the Lord, and the favor and grace is upon us. Do not be selfish, whether you're joining me now live or whether you're going to come in a couple of weeks. Do not be selfish. When you participate in this activity, you make sure that you're writing down your family members' names as well, because they need prayer. It's called intercessory, when you intercede for someone else. Amen? So be sure to put down your family, your friends, and yourself. We're not neglecting ourselves, but God says sometimes we have to deny ourselves. Amen. Because when we start putting our needs and wants, then it's all about us, and it's not. We have to be a unified body, and therefore we have to pray. If you want to pray for this nation, pray for this nation. If you want to pray for those candidates who's wanting to become president, pray for them. But make sure that in your needs and your wants, it is reflected that you at least thought about somebody else. Amen. Because we do have the ears of the Lord. We have the favor and the grace of the Lord. But let's go ahead and share the love. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. And this particular song right here is All Day Long, I've Been with Jesus. And we are participating in the activity of the needs and wants. And you're going to write down your needs and your wants unselfishly. Amen. As the song is playing, and if you're still writing, go ahead and finish writing. There is no rush, because I know that God is going to share some things with us. I want you to know that we don't just participate in this activity to fill time. Amen. We participate in this activity believing and expecting the Lord has already shown himself so many times. The Lord has done some great and awesome things. And so when we look at our needs and wants, I want you to begin to thank God for granting our needs and wants. Look at your list as this song is playing by Brother Jonathan Butler, Falling in Love with Jesus. Look at your list and begin to thank God, because he's going to do everything that's on this list. How am I able to guarantee that? Because God has never walked out on his promises. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. The Lord is able to do everything, and I believe, and I want you to believe, that you already have these things. Now, for those of you who are just coming and you're a little afraid to write your needs and wants because you've been out of the walk of safety and you've turned your back on God and you're upset with God, God still loves you. And because God still loves you, he says, I'm a God of a second chance. And so whereas people won't give you a second chance, God will. And so when we look at our needs and wants, I want you to look at this list and just begin to thank God, because these are things that can be in the will of God. And you have to ask God, how can I work these things in your will? Because we just can't write down our needs and wants and not expect for God to respond. And so we have to make sure that with these needs and wants, that we believe, that we receive in any way the Lord wants to place these in our lives, we have to accept it. And so as this song is playing, I want you to look at everything you've written down and see how it can fit in your life. Somebody put health. How can health fit in your life? Health can fit in your life because you can make time for health. You can exercise. Somebody said, I want to be unified. I want it to be unity. How do you do that? You start by your attitude, right? Somebody said, I want to be closer to God. How do you do that? You become faithful to God and read the word of God. Somebody says, I want new territory. How do you do that? You ask God for an increase, and when you ask God for an increase, God says you have to work. You have to plant, right? Somebody says that they need rest. How do you obtain rest? You obtain rest by working while it's day and you sleep tonight. Amen. Right? Somebody says that they want a new business transaction. They want a new business deal. How do you do that? You ask God, Lord, what is your plan? Help me to build a blueprint. Somebody said, I want to be on platforms. How do you do that? You pray unto God and ask God to wherever he wants you to be, to place you there to give the word of God, or whatever your niche is. Somebody said, I want my ministry to grow. How do you do that? You continue to be faithful to your ministry. You continue to reach out. You continue to magnify and uplift God, and God will give you the increase. God will bless your ministry. Amen. So look at all these things and think about the goodness of God. Amen. And then after this song, I have some announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Amen. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com with Dr. Afrida. Live.
Where you won't have room enough to receive.
Lord will answer every prayer. It may not be the exact way that you want it to be, but if you ask for rest, God's going to give you some rest. If you ask for peace, God's going to give you some peace that surpasses all understanding. If you ask for new territory, oh yeah, God's going to give you some territory, but guess what? You must take care of that new territory. You're responsible for it once he gives it to you. Amen? God says, if you can't handle the small things, then how in the world do you think that he's going to increase your territory? Amen? You have to thank God. We have to thank God for the small things. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All right. So, this is a time in which we extend our hands and we give people all over the world the opportunity to accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in their homes. A lot of people think you have to be a church in order to receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we're not going to rush this part, and the reason why we're not going to rush it is because God says that there are people who need to come unto him. These people, some of them, never make it to church. So you have people in rest homes, nursing homes. You have people who are everywhere. They're inside their homes. People who are listening to this ministry and they're under the influence of things. You have so many people listening to the ministry. And God says, wherever you are, you can accept him. You don't have to be in a church. He says, matter of fact, the church is in your heart. So this is a yes, Lord. And I'm not going to play the whole segment. Amen. But this is a time in which you will say, if you would like, Lord, I give my life unto you. I surrender all. Matter of fact, we're going to say, I surrender all. We're going to play that song, I surrender all. Amen. We're going to surrender everything. This is by Sister C.C. Winans. I surrender all. We're going to surrender everything unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you surrender your all unto the Lord, you give him everything. You give him your hands. You give him your eyes. You give him your ears. You give him everything that you have. And so we're going to listen to Sister C.C. Winans. I surrender all. And all you have to say is, Lord, I surrender to you. I give my life unto you this very present day. And I guarantee you, things will change for the better in your life. This is Sister Sister C.C. Winans. Lord Jesus, Sister C.C. Winans, I surrender all. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com with your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
Oh,
Amen. That was Sister Cece Winans. I surrender all. And you have to surrender all unto God in order to get all that he has for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love. And we're going to have a few announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking and telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. Or they can go to the AfridaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com and click on Love Radio. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry and for you to listen to the ministry as well. Gospel artists, artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, entertainers, radio, community leaders, teachers, educators, leaders, event planners, please, 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 Facebook Afrida Love at AlfredaLove or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Now, go grab your calendars. Grab your calendars quickly. We have a couple of events coming up, so grab your calendars. Grab all of your calendars. Amen. Praise God. Grab your calendars. All right. Now, for the month of March, we do have something in Belmont, Texas. It's a community event, and I'm going to have more information as soon as I go through my emails. I've had so many emails that I'm going to have to catch up on all of my emails on tomorrow, God's will. But there is a huge community event in Waco, Texas, and everyone is invited. There is a huge event. Now then, let's talk about April, all right, because I do have those dates. April 2nd, Dr. Avery Love will be in San Antonio, Texas, speaking on April 2nd. If you you're anywhere near San Antonio, Texas, please come out and hear this excellent and wonderful presentation by yours truly. All right, that's April 2nd in San Antonio, Texas. If you need more information, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, on April 9th, there are two huge events. The first one is Mr. David Mann, as many people know, Mr. Leroy Brown on Meet the Browns, will be in Waco, Texas. He and some other entertainers. Please come out to Waco, Texas and support Mr. David Mann. That is Sister Tamala Mann's husband, the one that sings Take Me to the King. Yeah, at One Way, and she was on my website and things of that nature. You saw, yes, that's Sister Mann. She's a gospel artist. Hey, man, she's right up the street from Dallas, Texas. Please be sure to support if you're in the Waco area. Now, if you happen to be in the Dallas area or you're going to Dallas, make sure that you are at Friendship West Baptist Church. Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. We have Pastor John P. Key. We have Dr. Bobby Jones. I was about to say Bobby Brown, but we have Dr. Bobby Jones. We have Brother Anthony Brown. And we have the Knowles sisters, Tim Rogers. We have a plethora of people. Amen. So if you're in Dallas, Texas, be sure on April the 9th to be at the Friendship West Baptist Church. That's all I have to say. Be sure to be there. Be there or be square. Be sure to be there. I will have some more updates for you pretty soon, so please stay tuned. Praise God. Praise God. All right, so let's turn to some of our websites. If you go to Alfreda, and I'm proud to say this today, .hubpages.com. That's A-L-F-R-E-D-A .hubpages.com. You will see more articles. Some of these articles look familiar, and one article looks new, and it says Miss Clinton or Mr. Trump. Who are you going to vote for? Now then, I'm not here to tell you who to vote for, but I'm here to tell you to read the article, amen? Read the article, see what's going on within the article. Make sure that you read going on. So here we are. We have charities. We have fashion models. We have celebrities. We have blues music. We have politics and political science. Man, we have all of those different articles, and I will be posting more articles as well. So be sure to tap in. If you want to follow, you can go to follow. If you just want to read the articles, that's fine too. Just come to the page, alfreda.hubpages.com, and just read the articles. That's A-OK with me as well. Now then, if we go to the alfredaloveshow.com, alfredaloveshow.com, we're going to hear some music, of course. This is the hub for everything. Amen. Everything. AlfredaLoveShow.com. And I'm going to add a huge event over there. But you will see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you click on that blue button, you can see all of her music and her bio and things of that nature. Then Sister LaShawn McLemore, same thing. You can see her bio and her music. Then, of course, Love Radio. Let's click on Love Radio. And, man, you will be right here in the studio, and we are live. Amen. We're live. Amen. And so if you want to follow, you can follow. Just click on the follow button under my picture, and you will be able to receive updates when this particular ministry comes on. It's free of charge, so you don't have to worry about paying for anything. So be sure that you connect with me there. Also, if we go back to the homepage, all right, you will see if you need a speaker, whoop, here I am, be sure to contact me directly as well, too, at emonya_love@yahoo.com. God's will, this summer I will have the opportunity to travel to Memphis, Tennessee, and I will be able to speak there. I received an invite, and also I'm going to travel to Atlanta as well. Amen. Now then, if you look at Love's interview, I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber, but make sure you check out all of the interviews before mine, because those youth had some great interviews, and you can learn a lot from them as well. For the school tutorial site, this has become our gospel station. Welcome to the StellarGospelMusic.com. You're going to see more pictures in these particular areas. You're going to see new projects. I'm going to add one new project tonight. And then, of course, we want to congratulate Sister Tina Campbell and Brother Teddy Campbell, because they're our gospel artist highlight of the week. And also Brother Anthony Brown, who's coming to Dallas, Texas on the 9th, his song as well, Bless the Lord. So be sure you listen to both of their songs, as well as check out the Elizabeth Gerald story, My Daughter's Last Words. I am working on a script for this particular story. And so I'm looking for people who's interested in this story, and I'm going to make this into a film. And so if you are in the film industry, or you want to be a part of this project, because I have to get characters as well later on, then please email me at monya_love@yahoo.com. I encourage you to look up Marcy Gerald's story, M-A-R-C-I-E Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, and you will understand why we want to make this into a story. Coming soon is the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. Many people are sending different articles. What I need is for some of the gospel industry individuals to send a couple of articles, a couple of promotions with their artists on there. What I ask that you do is to send the artists their names, what they're doing, and the new projects, because this particular magazine is going to go out in the second week in April, so I need some up-to-date information. So please be sure to do that, and you can send that information to emonya_love@yahoo.com. Remember to continue to support It's a Man's World with Brother and Sister Tamala Mann. Also, the Marys are on. Be sure to support their show, as well as another show with Sister Loretta and I believe Brother Joe in that particular movie. Be sure to support that, and it comes on within a week, and I'm going to get that information and post it on the website. All right? As far as the top 10 billboard, we're still working on the top 10 billboard, but so far we have Pastor Marvin Winans. I'm over it now, followed by Sister Tamala Mann, One Way, then Sister Tina Campbell featuring Teddy, Speak the Word, then Mr. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, Bless the Lord. If you want to contact me for interviews, media, speaking, or promoting, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. I am busily and hurriedly working on the AfridaLoveShow.com television. I want to have clips, and when I speak and when I go different places, I will place those clips. If you want to advertise your church, be sure to do so. If you need a church home, or if you're seeking a church home, or if you're close to Waco or Baylor, or you're coming off of I-35, then you want to visit the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is pastor. We're right across the street from Freddie, so either before you come to church or before you leave church, you can go to Freddie's and grab you a burger or whatever. And no, I'm not promoting hamburgers. Grab your salad. But there are many restaurants right by the church. So as you head back to Austin, or if you head back to Dallas, or wherever you're going, stop by the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church and tell them that Love sent you to the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, and I will come up and shake your hand. Amen? Amen. So be sure our doors open. Be sure to come and visit the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church. Once again, it's 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. If you want to connect with Dr. Afrida Love, you can Facebook me at AlfredaLove, or Afrida Emanya Love, Alfreda, then Emonya, then Love. If you want Instagram, it's Afrida Love, Alfredalove, or LinkedIn, it's Alfredalove. All right, about us. As you know, this is an international radio station. I love gospel music. I love events. So I wrote a little bit of a synopsis, and also here are some interview samples. So be sure to check out these interview samples, and you can also go to theafritolove.com and click on Love Radio and enjoy many of these different interviews as well as other aspects with different artists and different actors and actresses. Be sure that you check out the Elizabeth Jarrell Story interview because there are going to be many projects coming on with that particular story. If you want to contact me, all right, be sure you do so. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. You can contact me. Also, one of my business phone numbers is on here, 254-744-6616. It's a business phone. Services, we have many different services, and I'm going to put the services up here. Amen. We have many different services, speaking services, we have books and things of that nature. But most of all, we love to build relationships with people and partner with people. Church events around the world, these events have already come and gone, except this last one, and I'm going to also, I had Mr. David Mann's particular event on here, and I'm going to have to make sure it was saved on this particular website. Okay, now let's go back to the AfritaLoveShow.com about the venue. You know that this is an international radio station. We love to attend many different events. And so if you have an event or if you know of an event, just let me know. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Upcoming events for me, besides the speaking in Memphis and San Antonio, and working on a summit, is the Marcy Jarrell Story. And I'm going to really start writing tomorrow. I had a lot to do today, and I have a lot to do tomorrow. But I'm going to block off 2 hours where I can work on this story. It's the Marcy Jarrell Story, and it's suicide prevention amongst youth. And so this story is based on a true story, and I'm going to recreate this particular story with the help of this young lady's mother, Elizabeth, and the whole purpose of this presentation is suicide prevention. For the Afrita Love Show, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Afrita Love, or email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Location and contact, as I said before, this is an international radio station. You can connect with me on the internet. You can send a comment or review with your name, email, subject, message. If you want to directly contact me, you can send that email to emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here are some of the gospel artists who are in the industry, and I'm going to add more. As far as the links are concerned, these are different links to the gospel artists as well as the radio station as well as many of my Facebook pages. Be sure to connect with me on those Facebook pages. Also on my LinkedIn page as well. Many business partners connect with me on LinkedIn, and I'm looking at this particular page right now. And so you can connect with me on LinkedIn as well. Let's go back. Here. Okay, meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's one of the gospel artists whom I work with. That's her bio. And if you stay on this page long enough, you can listen to all of her great music. Then, of course, there's Meet Radio Host Afrita Love right here. And these are many of the speaking topics that I speak on. Okay, many of these speaking topics, I speak on these speaking topics. And so if you need a speaker, directly contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Love's Author Corner. I'm going to add some more books. Here is the Author Corner with the different authors, so be sure to check out these books. They're on Amazon and other areas. Health and Human Performance. It holds true that we should exercise and we should be active and move. Entertainment and Television. These are some of the individuals in the entertainment world. Be sure to support what they're doing. R&B, of course. We're going to add more R&B artists. So be sure to support their movements and their shows. I know Brandy has a show. Be sure to support her as well. There's Sister LaShawn McLemore. She's a gospel artist. This is her bio. And if you stay on that page long enough, you will hear her music as well. Let's see here. As far as community engagement, there are many things I'm doing for community engagement, so be sure to stay tuned for that as well. Amen. Amen. And praise God. All right. So that basically concludes all of our web pages and any other page that we need to connect with. As I said before, be sure to pray for each and every person. Be sure to pray for yourself. Do not neglect praying for yourself. And just continue to trust in God. When you trust in God with all of your heart, God is able to do some miraculous things in your life. Let God have his way and let God do what he want to do in your life. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the Afro Love Show. Be sure to join me early in the morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time as I welcome Miss Moore onto the AfridaLoveShow.com. She is a Christian author. She works with school boards. She works with many different individuals. She's a community activist, but most of all, she loves the Lord, and she writes books, and we're going to learn about the different things that she writes about, and we're just going to enjoy her on tomorrow. I already know that. And so we're going to be up early, amen. And so I need y'all to get up with me so that y'all can listen to this amazing young lady tell her story. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I want you all to continue to listen to the different ministries that we have going on. The different shows. I want you to continue to connect with AfridaLoveShow.com and TheStellarGospelMusic.com. Journalists, if you have any stories that's intriguing that I could add to the magazine, please be sure to do that. I will give you credit because I want to put this magazine online where individuals can see it. And I want to make sure that I have a monthly magazine, if the Lord allows me to do so, a monthly magazine. And so we're going to, or every other month. I want to see how that works. So please be sure to submit your news, your gospel news. Be sure to submit it to me so that I can get it posted on the website and so that I can also congratulate your artist and put them on the website and all that good stuff, okay? So if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow morning, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.